It's just highly suspicious. I think if you guys are going to prove this, that you need to get a written confirmation from this gentleman and his agent that they're not going to decide, oh, this is for barrels of whiskey, to all of a sudden he's going to close up and sell this to somebody else, and they're going to bring in toxic waste barrels. That 7-acre lake, I don't know how they're going to make a lake up there. There's a lot of rock up there, and they're going to have to spend a lot of money to do it. And I don't know. That's my opinion. I suggest and request you not authorize this.
Thank you. Anyone else on this side? Sir?
Hello. My name is Jared Hughes. I live down Elbow Road, not too far from Nave Ferry, where my neighbor Lowell Roberts down there lives. Just over 20 years ago, I lived out in the Theodosia area, and living, things had changed, circumstances have changed, business changed for me, and I wound up having to move back to Springfield, Missouri, and the Nixa area and all of that. For years, I've been trying to get back to this area. So in 2018, we had been looking for 5+ years, and we actually just happened to cruise down Elbow Road there in Pro Tem. And I have to tell you something. I'm 46 years old. I've lived in cities my whole life. I have never seen a place like this that's so nostalgic, with the smallest little country store, with an old post office inside the back of the country store, with the old little dials. I didn't even know how to work them. I didn't know how to work it. But I decided I'm gonna have one of these post office boxes, and somebody will, kind of figure it out and kind of help me. But it's the most amazing little place on the planet I've ever found. And I knew the minute that I went there that I wanted to get out of the city, and I wanted to find a place if one became available and raise my family out there. And my biggest concern is I've seen little places like this that are no longer exist. And guys, I'm telling you, if you've not been there, you need to check it out. But Pro Tem is a little piece of heaven. Literally, it's a little piece of heaven. And we've got our little piece there that we were fortunate enough to acquire in 2018. Elbow Road is not a real big road. It's I don't know if you've ever seen it or done, but like my other neighbor, Mr. Roger Ely said, it is chip seal, and I cannot imagine semi trucks coming up and down that road. I'm raising my kids out there. Our house kind of sits somewhat close to the road. We got, 4 dogs out there and everything, and the peace and quiet and the serenity of this entire area, I feel, will be greatly disrupted. And I think it's going to take away from what makes Pro Tem such a special place, not just to me, but to so many others in the area who found this place before I did. And anyway, although I can understand, I appreciate a lot of what he said about finding a place like this, because it is a special place. But I think it's really, there is so much wildlife out there, especially in this general area. You hate to see all these, 8,500 square foot structures going up, and all that kind of thing down Nave Ferry. There's so much history and nostalgia there. The old ferry. You used to go down Nave Ferry Road to get to the old ferry years ago when Pro Tem was. Anyway, there's so much history there. It's fascinating, but. I'm against this idea just because I recognize how fast these little places like Pro Tem are disappearing from all around us, due to, progress. And I'm asking you guys to help us and everybody that lives there protect it and keep it for what it is. It's a special little place that doesn't have that kind of thing right now, and there is a place for those things, and we're all grateful for that, but we sure don't want to see a special place like Pro Tem, you know, become industrialized in any way, shape, or form. It's the most serene place I've ever laid eyes on. To me, it is heaven, and but I'm grateful to be there. And so anyway, that's my take on it. That's my position on it. And I just appreciate your time. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you. So I think we've got everybody on this side of the room. Do we want to start on this side? We'll go that row and work our way back.
My name is Charles Conover. You know, we talk about finding a home and looking for a long time. I spent 7 years searching for a place to move to from Florida. They've ruined Florida. There's no sense living down there anymore. But I didn't come in here trying to change the zoning to industrial from agriculture. I have 1,500 acres over in Pro Tem on the lake. Mile and a half on a government strip. I don't need this around me. It makes no sense to come into that area and try to put light industrial into an area that is farms, rural homes, and lake homes. In fact, I've talked to a guy that's building a lake home at the end of Nave Ferry Road. He's putting $1 million into that home, and he didn't have any idea what was going on. Let's talk about the roads. We nearly don't have any roads out there. They're all one lane. There's no markings on the road. In fact, Roads and Bridge came in there to do the Eagle Road, and they wiped out Elbow Road from all the way from 125 down to Eagle Road with their trucks. They had to dig up all kinds of areas in Elbow Road and repair it after they just went there with trucks to put that paving on the road. Let's talk about the lake, the lake they're talking about. I have 12 ponds on my place. Those of you that know anything about this area know that ponds don't always hold water. I've filled in several. They didn't hold water. There wasn't any hope. But the area they're talking about, a lake, happens to be in a major drainage that goes into Bull Shoals. And most of that land they're looking at has rock down 2, 3, 4 feet. Anybody that here that has dug a pond on land with rock underneath knows where the water's going. Downhill. And that's where Bull Shoals is, downhill. This doesn't make any sense at all. We're talking about a pristine rural area. I know you as a board have to accept this request. But this request makes no sense. If they want to go in light manufacturing or industrial, they need to go somewhere else in this county or some other county, but not in that area. Thank you.
Thank you. Next row? Anybody? Row after? Anybody else signed up to speak on this side? Ma'am, do you want to come up?
some of what I had notes on have already been gone over, and I do have one question on this.
Ma'am, what's your name?
I'm sorry, Pat Adele. I live in Pro Tem. This ETE 10 LLC. Do we have a complete list of who the owners behind that are, and are they United States citizens, or is this going to foreign people that are leasing?
That's really not a question for us to answer.
Well, it's one that concerns us. Okay, we talked about the road to some extent. 120, if any of you have ever been out to Pro Tem, you know that the road, 160 is bad enough. 125 is even narrower. It's hilly. It's curvy. And then, like this, there is an old one-lane bridge they have to go across to get to Elbow Road. I can't see it holding up under a lot of semi-traffic. And if they're going to build 420-foot by 72-foot warehouses to put barrels in, that's going to cause a lot of traffic. If one of those semis turns over not making the curve, and that whiskey or whatever gets down on the ground and ruins the water table, the other side of it is, how many hours is it going to take to clean the mess up? Like the one means, there's too much about this doesn't make sense. Why build a lake within about 100 feet from the core take line? If you enjoy fishing and you enjoy the water, it's right there. You don't need to build a lake that's going to drain into the lake and carry in it whatever waste you're bringing in. If that bridge that goes just past the store to Elbow Road, if that caves in, who's going to be responsible for replacing it, and how long is it going to take? I mean, I called MoDOT today and asked that they have a representative here. We didn't get enough notice on this. I could have brought you pages of petitions from people out there if we had gotten more notice. Most of us only heard about it just before this past weekend. So we really haven't had that much time to do a lot. But there, we've had quite a few people already come up and speak, but there's a lot of them here that aren't comfortable speaking, but they're here because they're against it. Can I ask them to stand?
Why don't you just have them raise their hand?
Would you folks raise your hand? And I mean, we're people that have got chores to do in the evening, but we're here because we're against this so drastically. We don't trust it. We don't think it makes sense. Okay, we weren't aware that there was going to be a distillery in Branson, but if it's something that doesn't hold on for very long, that isn't going to make a difference. You've still put manufacturing and industrial zoning on that property, and it can eventually go to whatever. It doesn't have to stay just a barrel storage. And we're concerned about it. They're talking about they didn't want to store the barrels in Branson because of the criminal element. So they're going to bring the criminal element down to Pro Tem? When we call, if we have a problem out there, and I've had it happen, where we need a sheriff, I mean, I've had drunks pounding on my gate at 11 o'clock at night because they ran out of gas and they expected me to come out and get them some gas. I called the sheriff's department. He said, well, it'll probably take an hour and a half to 2 hours to get there. That's the kind of help we've got if we have a criminal element down there. And so far as medical is concerned, within the last, what's it been, a couple